Yeah, I know everybody has, I think. Do you have any other words for andirons that you know?
Great, maybe. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, actually, it's
well, the actual
the
brass
bars,
things.
The bars that the logs sit
well,
on.
Well, the actual brass things that stand up, I'm thinking more in terms of those.
Oh.
Well, because, you know, in the East, they have a lot of neat terms for them, like dog irons and fire dogs. And
never heard those. And you're not talking about the fire tools that you use.
Mm-hmm.
You're just
mm-hmm.
talking about
just
the log holders.
Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, that's a fire grating or a andirons. I've never heard those other words.
Okay. Well, good.
Is that good?
That's good.
I thought maybe I thought that was bad if I didn't know the words.
That makes us regionally distinctive. Now, the big piece of wood that you put on a fire is called what?
Log.
Okay, and the little pieces that are split?
Well, it's all firewood. You're not talking about kindling, are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
okay,
sure,
that's kindling. The start that you used to start with, kindling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a hard word to say. Kindling. Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you say it very well.
Well, hardest word to say is sixths. Sixths.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hardest word in the English language. Because it's got three consecutive consonant sounds without vowels.
Mm-hmm.
Six. I can spell it faster than I can say it.
Yeah, I know. let's see. Now, if you come in the house, you hang your coat up in the
closet.
Mm-hmm. And a place that you store stuff above your house is a
attic.
Uh-huh. And how about a room where you would store things that you aren't using?
Like on the first floor, you don't mean basement or attic, you mean a storeroom.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that what you would call it, a storeroom?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing that covers a house is a
roof.
Mm-hmm. And the things that guide the rain away from the house?
Gutters. We don't use them much out here in El Paso.
No, we don't have much use for them.